So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the halacha of Tmidin Shlehutzuch Litzibur. As Rashi there cites the Mishnah Mesechtas Arachin, Ein Poichzim Meshisha Tloim HaMabukar Balishkas Tloim. In the Beis HaMikdash there were always at least six sheep that were prepared for the Karban Tamid. Ukshamagirish Chedesh Nisan, Lahoy Makrivin Shav Karbanas Tzibur Mimoyis HaTruma Shalash Takit. When Rosh Chodesh Nisan came around, there were four leftover tulim that could no longer be used for the Karban Tamid because they were bought with the Shkalim of the previous year and the Karbanas Tzibur must be bought with Shkalim of the new year. The question therefore is, what was done with these four leftover tulim? Ulam Rabbi Yechanan says, Tamidin Shlehutzuch Litzibur Niftin Tamimim. The four leftover tulim can be redeemed with chulin money while they were unblemished, in which their kedusha was transferred onto the money and the tulim became chulin. The tulim were then bought back with shkalim of the new year and can now be used for the karban tamid of the new year. Rav Chisda, however, disagreed and said, Man tzayislach ul Rabbi Yechanan rabach, v'chi kedusha shebehen le'echan halcha. The tulim cannot be redeemed with arimum, a blemish, because they have kedusha saguf, physical kedusha. They can only be redeemed once they receive a mum and become disqualified for a carbon because they now merely have kedushas dam and monetary kedusha. The Gemara Namad Beis of our daf concludes that this is actually a machlekes tanoim, as Rav Amram Rambam Yechanan says, "Tamidin shlehutzuch letzibur ledivrei Reb Shimon ein niftin tamimim ledivrei chachamim niftin tamimim." Reb Shimon holds that the tzloim cannot be redeemed without a mum because kedusha shebehen leichen halcha. While the Chacham hold that the Tzloim can be redeemed without a mum despite their Kedushas Aguf, because Lev Bezin Mas Nalein, Em Hutzuchu Hutzuchu Vim Lav Yilad Man. Since the Tzloim are Kabanus Tzibur, Bezin stipulates at the time of their purchase that only if they are needed for the Tamma they shall receive Kedushas Aguf. But if not needed, they shall receive only Kedushas Damim, monetary Kedusha, which can be redeemed without a mum. While Reb Shimon, lessly, Lev Bezin Mas Nalein, Reb Shimon holds that Bezin does not so stipulate. And the Gemara brings proof that Reb Shimon holds this way from our Mishnah Daf Beis, where there is a machlekes Remei of Reb Shimon regarding the kapara of the three seirim, the seir hanasa b'chutz, the seir regalim, and the seir rish chaydish. Remei holds, kol ha-seirin kaparas n'shava. All three seirim accomplish kapara for the same three cases of tumas mikdash kedashav. While Reb Shimon holds, in kaparas n'shava, each seir accomplishes a kapara for a different case of tumas mikdash kedashav. Nevertheless, Reb Shimon holds, yikubu zeh b'zeh. If one sar was left over, such as Rish Chaydish, it can be used for the Seir Regalim, even though in Kabbalah and Shabbat, because Kulin Boin Lechapar Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. Since all three Seirim atone for the same general Avera of Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, each one can accomplish the Kapara of any of its categories. However, Reb Shimon did not offer a better explanation and say, Lev Bezin Masna Lein. Lev Bezin stipulated that the leftover sar Rish Chaydish does not receive Kedusha Saguf, and therefore it can be redeemed and then bought for the Seir Regalim. Apparently because Reb Shimon does not hold of Lev Bezin Masna Lein. The Gemara now elaborates on the discussion of Lev Bezin Masna Lein regarding the following three halachas, Maisa Keteris, and Parvasar Sha'avdu, and Paraduma. Maisa Keteris, Keteris that was left over at the end of each year cannot be used for the Keteris of the new year because it was bought with the Shkolm of the old year. Therefore, the Mishnah Masechta Shkolm states, Maisa Keteris Mahayo Eisenba. What did they do with the leftover Keteris? Mafrishin Mimena Schahu Umnen. As the Mishnah there teaches, one of the uses for the leftover shkolim is for paying the maintenance workers of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, the Gizbar sets aside some of those shkolim and acquires it for them as their salary, and the money therefore becomes chulin. He then redeems some keteris with this money, and now this keteris becomes chulin and is given to the workers. It is then bought back from the workers with new shkolim to be used for the keteris of the new year. Now, the Keteris already was Kedusha Sakov through the Machteshes, the mortar in which it was ground, which was a Klisharis. As the Braisa rules, Nidam b'Machteshes, Nifselis b'Tful Yom. Once the Keteris is put into the Machteshes, if a Tful Yom touched the Keteris, it becomes Pasul. And this halacha applies only to Kedusha Sakov. But even so, the Keteris was redeemed, apparently, because Lev Bezin Masna Lein. And here even Reb Shimon would agree because Deloy Bas Re'iyah here. Since there is no other solution for the Keteris, therefore Bezin did make it tonight. Parvasar Sha'avdu. There is a machlekes regarding Parvasar Shem Kippurim Sha'avdu v'hifer Shachem Tachtein. If the Par and Sar of Yom Kippur were lost, and other Seirim were brought instead, and the original Seirim were later found, Yehuda says, Kulon Yemusu, they must be left to die. Reb Shimon say, Yirat Sheistavu v'yimachur v'yiplu d'mein l'nadava. They must be put out to pasture until they get a mum, and only then can they be redeemed. Here all agree that Ein Niftin Tamimin. They cannot be redeemed while unblemished, and we do not apply the concept of Lev Bezin Masna Lein, because Shani Avudin Deloy Shchichi, Bezin does not make it tonight for Karbanas that become lost, because this is not common. However, Tamidin Shlehutzuch Litzibur Niftin Tamimin. Here we do apply the concept of lev bezin masna leim because meiser shchicha. Bezin does make a tanai for the left of its loin because this is common and happens every year. Paraduma. Regarding paraduma, the Braisa says, para niftis al kol psul shabbat. Paraduma can be redeemed for any type of psul. For example, mesa tifta, nishchata tifta, matzacheres noamenu tifta. If the paraduma died or was slaughtered outside of its designated location or they found a better one, in all these cases, the paraduma can be redeemed even without a mum. Here we do apply the concept of lev bezin masna alein, even though leishchichi, a paraduma is certainly uncommon, because shani para hayal v'demer yukaren. Bezin does make a tanai for paraduma, even though leishchichi, because a paraduma is very valuable. However, tamidin shlohutzuchu letzibur niftin tamimim, because they are not especially valuable. This discussion continues in the next daf.